Blog Talk Radio.
Days where it's at, days where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you logging in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
I'm not as hot as Sinner, and you already know what it is. It's your girl, Let's live in the building, and I'm feeling good right now. I got a slight headache, but I'm still in the building. You already know what it is, man. Today, we got one of the hottest interviews going down. We got one of the hottest up and rising superstars in the building. This dude got one of the hottest internet TV shows going on. I'm talking about this dude gives you news, gives you, you know what I'm saying, smack in your face, realness, crazies like Wendy Williams, like, you know what I'm saying, Perez Hilton, and you know what I'm saying, Oprah, and he's a dude, all mixed in one. And the dude is giving you the realness, he's giving you the sources straight to your face, and he's one of the hottest bloggers, hands down, man. I'm telling you, cash is coming at him left and right, and you know Lush Radio Online happened to get a chance, you know what I'm saying, to holler at dude. Dude is doing some serious things out here. We love this dude, man. This man is called Giant. Giant Unplugged. I'm talking about the hottest thing that hit the internet, baby. If y'all know, you better ask somebody. Check his Twitter, baby. It's going down. We going to the phone lines. What up, what up, what up, what up?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on with you, Giant?
Nothing much, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling lovely right now. I got to give you some Lush Radio. Welcome right here.
Wow, wow. Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs, man?
Man, you know what it is. I don't do shout-outs. You know what I mean? All the people who know what it is. I got to shout-out my readers. I definitely have to do that, you know. If it wasn't for the people who tolerate and put up with my nonsense day in and day out, I would not be where I am. So I definitely have to shout out all the readers and all the supporters out there, all my personal friends and family. Y'all know who y'all are. Got to support
That's
you for even having me on a radio station. Got to shout you out.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I just want to inspire to be like you when I grow up. One day, you know, when I grow up, you know what I'm saying, I want to be like you. I love you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, thank you so much. I'm trying to be like you. You're trying to be like me. I'm trying to be like you. Let's go ahead and be like each other.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, before we get into it, man, how did you, you know, get into this line of business? How did you, you know, first start, you know, decide you want to get into blogging and everything like that? What, you know, inspired you to do this?
Well, I truly feel that it was a calling that I didn't realize it until probably later on in my career. But I used to be in corporate America like everybody else, and I used to have a fascination with celebrity scoop and celebrity entertainment, and so much so that work, you know how like you work the 9 to 5, I would rush to get all my work done before 2 o'clock because from 2 to 6, I had to listen to Wendy Williams and get up on all the scoop. And I remember one day she mentioned a blog site. That was when blogs had kind of just taken off or had really kind of started, and I had went to the blog site and I was checking it out. Like, yo, this is cool. So I had started my first blog on Blogger. You know, that's how to tell you how long ago it was when Blogger kind of first started. I started 01LT.com, and it was just really my way of kind of giving my opinions on an array of things. It wasn't just entertainment focused. It was about politics, you know, local news, national news, anything that I was kind of interested in. And then it kind of turned into, you know, a celebrity entertainment type of news site. And what I would do to get the edge on everybody, because this was back when MySpace was very huge. So I used to get every, you know, radio host MySpace page, and I would send them entertainment news. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Mark McCrazy, Rick Party, Wendy Williams, Frank Ski. I mean, anyone I could send information to, I would send information to. And then it started to develop on their talk shows. It would be like, well, O1LT.com is reporting this, reporting that. And I did that for about a year until SOHH.com. Shout out to Brandy, who definitely reached out to me. Brandy Hopper used to be my editor-in-chief at SOHH.com, and, you know, she brought me on, and at that point in time, I was just LT. You know, my name is LT, and she was like, well, you got to have a hot name. I'm like, well, how about the Jolly Green Giant? And she was like, no. She said, no, that's not going to work. So we've been shortened into Giant, and they brought me on to be the So Atlanta correspondent, and my first job ever was to cover the first BET Awards, hip hop awards that was all edited by the Fox Theater. So, I mean, the rest is history. You know, I will say that, you know, I do what I do because I love to do it, and it's just been a fun ride, and I'm just excited to do what I do and wake up every morning, you know, living the life that I want to live.
That's what's up, man. So you basically, so now this is solely all you do, 24 hours a day.
This is all that I do. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed. I don't have to, you know, hold down a regular job like a lot of bloggers do. You know, for a lot of bloggers, it doesn't pay. You know, a lot of people don't do it. It's not about it being paying. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes some people just do it for a hobby, and I do it for a career. And, you know, it's opened up so many doors for me. You know, now I have the opportunity to cover and be and attend so many different events that most people have no would have no way of covering. And just pretty much I'm getting paid for giving my opinion, essentially, because all I do is, like, every morning I put the laptop on my lap and I just give my opinion on everything from Barack Obama to, you know, Teyana Taylor. And then of course, you know, Giant Unplugged TV has opened up even more doors, and I'm very blessed, and I love what I do. But yeah, blogging definitely pays the bills.
Definitely, that's what it is, man. You know, not too many people can say that, and that's definitely wonderful. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, sticking in the determination and definitely doing what you love doing and getting paid for it.
Absolutely.
And that's the ultimate goal for most people. Now, you know, Giant Unplugged isn't just for the urban community, because you basically are versatile. You do a wide range of people, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it really is about expanding, because, you look at what I do, it's no different than a rapper. You know, when they get on the scene, they focus on getting the streets to co-sign them and get the streets to love them, but they eventually have to go to pop, because there's only but so much you can do in urban. So, yeah, definitely now I've always been a pop culture junkie. I mean, I would love Oprah just as much as I love, you know, T.I., and I would sit there with my little popcorn and watch her Oprah story on the most Midwestern stories that have absolutely nothing to do with my life, but I still love it, and I love, you know, Top Chef, and I love a lot of pop thing. So there's no reason for me to keep running from that. It's time for me to start incorporating that and embracing it to show people, and to also expand my audience and show people that, you know, I have diversity and I have interests that are, you know, broad like everybody else, because, you know, you can't put somebody in a pigeonhole, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. One thing I got to say, people, this guy is so humble, down to earth,
aww,
good dude right here, man. And I implore you all to check out his YouTube, his Vimeo, and all that, and go to the website, because he got some crazy, I mean, he got some insight up front, you know what I'm saying, select you and your information, you know what I'm saying, with these guys. So, I mean, when you first did, like, your first interview, were you nervous?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to think, actually, you know what's interesting? My first interview was actually Wendy Williams. You know, after about a year doing my blogging, I was finally kind of ready to go into that arena, and I had reached out to her booker of the show at the time and her assistant, Nicole Spence. And at that point in time, I was, like, so nervous. I sent the email. I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, they're going to shut me down. They're going to shut me down. But their email response was fast and swift, and they were like, oh, we know who you are, you know, what do you want? And I remember flying to New York. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. I still live here now, and I flew to New York City to interview Wendy Williams, and I walked into the big pink room at the WBLS studios, and there she was sitting on the sofa. It was an out-of-body experience, and I was I was fumbling and not having that groupie thing, but just not being able to really focus in on the question because I'm so caught up in, I'm sitting in front of Wendy Williams with the hair and the loudness and all of that. But she was nice.
How does the hair look in person?
Actually, I tell people all the time, Wendy is actually a very pretty girl. You know what I mean? She plays up the whole tranny thing, but when you're standing in front of her, you see a very pretty woman with a vivacious attitude and a rambunctious personality that is just in your face. And I can appreciate that for myself, you know, being 6'7" and having kind of the same personality. But sometimes when you're a guy, people can kind of be kind of intimidated by that, and so I can definitely relate to her on so many levels. But it was fun and exciting, and it's so funny now because my interviewing style has definitely changed. I don't ask questions more so as I just have a conversation with you. Like, you know, I'll walk through an interview, I may not have even done any research on you because my thing is I'm pretty pop culture knowledge, so I can sit down and kind of, you know, finagle to kind of see how this interview is going to go. But as they're answering the questions that I ask, I'm getting to know more about them. So it may take me in a completely different, you know, way. Like sometimes I sat down with this, and we haven't even discussed their. I'm sorry, we haven't even discussed their project. We have just discussed, you know, their love of music. I remember one time I was talking to T.I. me how he loves to read, and I'm like, what you like to read? And he was giving me these books that he, you know, reads. It's like, you just don't see, I know it sounds stupid, but you don't see T.I. reading a book. I don't know why. You just I see him, you know, shooting people. I'm just playing. I'm just playing, T.I. Don't, Grand Hustle, I'm just playing. No, it was, you know, it's interesting for me, and, you know, my first interview was her, and I hope, you know, I continue to interview everyone. Like, you know, Giant Unplugged TV has opened up the door even more because, you know, we got interviews coming up from Trina to Michael Malden. Of course, you know, we had the explosive interview with Mark Curry. I plan on sitting down with Diddy. I'm going to fly to Belize and get Shine. I'm going to sit down with Oprah. These people are going to respect my hustle, damn it.
You go, boy.
Oh, I tried.
So when you know what I'm saying, so, you know, doing, you know, Giant Unplugged, did you expect it to blow up and you know, do as much as it's doing right now?
No, you know, I always did it out of the love for it. You know, I never expected anything out of it, which is kind of interesting because when I get, you know, the perks, or when I get the success or the accolades, it's always just so, like, taking me aback because I never did it for that. A lot of people, you know, nowadays blogging has changed because when I started blogging wasn't cool. You know, when I went on with SOHH.com, the commenters and artists were cursing me out on red carpets. It got very hostile at some moments. You know, having a stronger mind and opinion was not a good thing, and I never did it for the celebrity. It's funny how a lot of people now, they create blogs because now they want to, you know, kind of become well-known or something like that. Whenever you do something, and, you know, I tell people, one of the things that Oprah has said that really resonates with me is, do what you love and the money will come. But, you know, if you do it for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, so you're probably not going to be good at it anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, nowadays artists and even musicians, they don't, they're not, or even rappers, they're not necessarily rapping or singing or dancing because they love it. They're doing it because it's just because they want to be a star. They want to be well known.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that, which can kind of explain the kind of the mediocrity we have in music nowadays.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Listen, you know me, I will say it like it is.
You know, that'll be a whole nother show if we start talking about that, man.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we'll be here for 18 hours. You know, we'll be here for a long time. So let's just keep on going.
What do you feel is the hardest adversity? You know, there's ups and downs in this whole industry. What do you feel is your hardest adversity that you had to deal with?
Really, the hardest thing about this game is really staying true to yourself and keep reminding yourself why you do what you do. Because, you know, now I have a business. You know, for what people don't realize is blogging is not a hobby. It's an actual business. And so for me, it's very delicate dance of being able to, you know, negotiate your own deals and, you know, and at the same time still keep your edge as a blogger but not offend the record labels or an artist to a point to where they don't even want to deal with you ever again. So it's been that's probably the most hardest thing about it. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I love it. You know, it's, you know, I have, you know, beautiful people around me. Shout out to my management team, Jason. Shout out to my assistant. Shout out to all my whole production team at the Raw Report who do the whole show. You know, so I made a point to surround myself with good people, because I've seen enough, you know, VH1 Behind the Musics and E2 Hollywood Stories to know how not to do it, you know. So I definitely apply those lessons to my life. So I'm very, very blessed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you definitely got a strong team behind you, and they definitely support you, you know, strongly. Definitely. And so,
I was just going to say that, you know, without a strong team in any industry, without your infrastructure being together and being tight, it's all going to come crashing down anyway. So,
yeah,
definitely
And that's what I tell these up and coming artists, and regardless, anybody that has a business or whatever you're doing out there, like I said, in this music industry right now, it really doesn't matter what kind of talent you have, for real, honestly. It's about how strong your team is. If your team is strong, then you're definitely going to do some stuff. I mean, hey, if the talent comes in, hey, but if your team is strong, you got situations like your man Gucci Man and other people. You know what I'm saying? They ain't all that, but the team is strong. They sure is. Yeah. Everybody's seeing them all over the place.
I mean, who would have thought that, you know, Gucci would have gone from so damn icy to Usher's spotlight? You know what I mean? It's crazy. I mean, let's keep it real. The record is not all that interesting in particular, but you still have to respect. I mean, yeah, keep it real. But you have to respect Usher. I mean, you know, it's his team. You know, Aunt Deb and all them people over there who have been making sure that, you know, Johnny Cavell, shout out to Johnny Cavell, shout out to Orlando McGee at Atlantic. Everybody's definitely making sure that they push him to where he needs to be pushed. You know?
Yeah.
So you got to have a team. You got to have a tight team.
That's real talk. And since you're the blogger guru and stuff, you know, taking it to the virtual level, you know what I'm saying? I love the whole, you know what I'm saying, when you're on there, it's almost like, you know, like you're watching CNN, but it's like, you know, almost like CNN / MTV at the same time. You know, the whole setup is like so freaking
hot.
Oh,
wow. Well, you know, it's interesting because for me, I understand that entertainment and news have fused in a way so much now to where you can't be stoic in your delivery. You know, it has to be entertaining to a degree, even if it's real news, because nobody wants to hear the old, you know, Walter Cronkite way of delivery anymore. You know, it's not about just telling me the news. It's about infusing some kind of personality or even kind of co-signing what's in my head that I'm thinking about it as I'm watching this news. Because I've always considered myself the voice of the people. I think that I speak for many people who have basic common sense, and so that's how I really, really kind of approach any news story or any way that I report an entertainment story or a news story overall. You know, it's that common sense factor that, okay, why didn't they think of that the way I'm thinking about that? And then people will co-sign my blog, whether it be Twitter or when I'm out and about. It's crazy now how, like, when I'm literally walking in the street, I remember I was jogging at the Piedmont Park recently. Well, okay, I'm going to say recently, over the summer. And I was running, and somebody ran behind me and tapped me on my shoulder. They were like, "Are you Giant?" And it freaked me out, because I'm thinking, are you freaking kidding me? Like, who cares about my opinion like that? So it's very interesting. But, you know, I definitely, you know, just try to give people what they want to see. And I hope that, you know, it's been a blessing, because I have been fielding phone calls from networks, from, you know, other brands and other companies that want to or are interested in working with me. And I just feel incredibly, incredibly blessed. Like I said, I keep repeating it and I keep saying it, because God has definitely been looking out for me while I try to expand my brand to go into that more mainstream entertainment news reporting.
And that's real talk right there. You know, God is good all the time. And, you know, you're definitely an inspiration for a lot of, you know, young America. And just as African American men in general, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, believing in yourself and starting from nowhere, getting somewhere, you know. So you're definitely an inspiration to a lot of people, even to myself, you know. No one wants to create a lane for you. You create your own lane, and that's how you get Giant Unplugged TV and Lush Radio and different things like that. You get people like this right here that stay. This is a proof and that basically is in your face saying that, yo, if you don't give up on your dream, you can make it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it goes back to just doing what you love. You know, I think that we're in a whole different era. You know, if you really think about it, with the economy, with everything, we are on the brink and on the dawn of a whole new way of living in terms of, you know, the internet taking over the way that it has. You know, you think about it. You know, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 30 years old, and you know, I was taught for the industrial era.
You are not
era.
30 years old. Shut
I am
up.
30. I am 30 years
Shut
old.
Up.
I say that proud. I'm not old. I'm not. Listen, 30 is apparently the new 20. So I'm going.
I thought you were like 25.
Well, I mean, you're making it seem like I'm 40. Jesus. I'm just 5 years older than you thought I was. But no, just in terms of schooling and everything, you know, we were taught, you know, in for the industrial era and the industrial way of living, but we're now in a digital way of living. So there are so many opportunities for these young kids and for, you know, even these young adults to go out here and reshape what they thought they could do with their lives. And, you know, I have friends who, you know, I mean, you know, my fellow bloggers like Nicole Bitchy and, you know, we have, you know, Angel from Concrete Loop. I mean, look at Perez Hilton. I mean, these people are making buku bucks, and they're doing it from a digital standpoint. So, I mean, it's definitely go for what you want to do, you know, and at the end of the day, what's the worst that can happen? You can fail. But you know what?
Yep.
At least you tried.
Yep, that's definitely the truth. So, you know, being a blogger, and you have so many different bloggers out there, have you ever had any blogger beef?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're listening. We all know the one that I have the most beef with, which is an angry lesbian with no soul. We will not go into detail mention her name, but you know, for the most part, you know, I do have my beef, but my beefs are just more from I fight for my industry because, you know, I feel like I'm one of the, you know, godfathers, if you will, of this. You know, me, Angel from Concrete Loop, you know, Fred from Media Takeout. And, I mean, that actually, you know, Fred from Media Takeout actually came a little bit later. But, you know, Meyer Panache, the Panache Report, and Fred from Crunkcastle, even in Perez, we all kind of started doing this before it was cool. So, you know, when I look at my industry, when I look at it kind of falling apart from, you know, the public beefs on blogs and people attacking, because what you'll see is you never see Perez Hilton attacking Just Jarrett, or you never see Just Jarrett attacking, you know, Tyler Lowe, or Tyler Lowe attacking Pink is the New Blog, Trent. All you see are the urban bloggers kind of going at each other. And that's what bothers me, because I feel like it just perpetuates a stereotype that we just can't seem to get our business together and our shit together. So, you know, my thing is, yeah, I've learned how to channel my beefs now to where they're more in my head, so I don't go to my blog and kind of call people out. But at this point, you know, I really don't feel like, as far as beefs, there's no more beefs, because you know what? Everything that's happened to me as far as, you know, negative posts or even positive posts have got me to where I am today. So, you know, success is the best revenge. As long as you are successful in doing what you do, then trust me, it's all good, and it will all, you know, it all comes with the territory, both good and bad.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go to a quick commercial, and we're gonna be right back.
Pay them bills.
we gotta go ahead and pay these bills real quick, and we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be talking more with the Giants of Giants.
Yeah, baby, I'm here. Let's get it.
Have a party? Meet a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lou.
Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, 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 back again on the check-in. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice live in the building. The number one station for the realness, real radio. Real music on the net. Today we got the one, the only giant of giant unplugs. I'm talking about, he is something to be feared. And we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and we going back to the phone lines with Giant. What up, boo boo?
What's up? Not to be feared, to be loved, but respected. I have to always remind people, don't
you? Can love them and you can love them too, but you know what I'm saying? Don't mess with them, because you know Lust to come back there and hit you in the head with a 4x4. Let's get it cracking. But
so funny, because it's like I'm always having to remind people for some reason. Like, I mean, you know, it's like your brother or your sister or your friend. You know, they're not going to always, you know, be agreeable and like what you like or like what you do. So I'm always having to remind people, like, don't get it twisted. I got a blog. Like Gucci Man the red carpet. I was like, Gucci, come on, come on, don't do it.
Oh man. So question, right? If you were not doing this, what would you be doing?
Well, I mean, before I was doing this, I had a job like everybody else. You know, I was sitting, you know, at an office job. And actually it's interesting, because when I was doing my blog and starting to get the success, it was funny because all my coworkers at my job were starting to become my readers. And, like, you know, sometimes during work, let's say if Whitney Houston got arrested or something, I'd have to run to my office and do a blog on it. And so it kind of started to people at my job started to question it, like, okay, well, how is he updating his blog while he's at work? And then, you know, them damn IT people, you know, the IT department was tracking my computer. Yeah, they were tracking my computer, and I had got caught, you know, one day I'm walking in, morning, like, you know, the regular office crap, and they called me into an office, and they were saying, listen, you know, we really like what you do, and we respect your hustle, but you're not being paid to blog. Now, either you're going to, you know, give us your undivided attention and just work while you're here, or you're going to have to quit. And it didn't take me 2 seconds. I quit. And now, mind you, this is before I really, really had, you know, the giant brand that I had now. So it wasn't really pulling me in any money at that point. And I mean, I lost everything, my fabulous car, my fabulous apartment. I had to get a roommate and all that. But, you know, I got it all back. And that was one of the things, again, going back to what Oprah says, man, you know, she says a lot of real things. You know, God is not going to give you what you want until you prove to him that you're willing to lose everything to get it. So, you know,
yeah,
I was,
yeah.
Yes, so I was a, you know, regular pencil pusher in a cubicle like everybody else.
That's what's up. I mean, it's definitely a serious inspirational story, man, because,
aww,
you know, a lot of... You know, I've been watching you for a minute, and I was just watching you, and I was like, you know, let me find out what's going on with this guy. And I just started just looking at your stuff, and I said, wow, this dude is really doing something that just, you know, like 3 years in the future.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and interview you real quick. So what's the most, like, what's out of all the posts I've done, which one sticks out in your mind?
Repeat that again. You just caught me off guard right there. You see how you be playing?
See, I'm an interviewer as well, so I can switch it up on you real quick.
Go ahead and ask the question, sir.
No, I said, out of all the blog posts I've done, which is the one that sticks out the most to you? Because it's funny, like, I'll ask you that in the street, and a lot of people will, they'll give me, oh, the one time you said this, or the one time you said that. I'm like, wow, you actually remember.
Well, the one that I really looked at, I was like, wow, this dude is like off the hook, right? Was
mm-hmm.
the one that you have? It's actually episode one of Giant TV Unplugged.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I was checking that one out, and it had the thing where, you know, they was all, you know, questioning, you know, the whole, you was asking him about the whole, asking what's his name about the whole Diddy situation. So I was just laughing. It was just funny.
My favorite little devil, Diddy. Favorite little devil.
And I was like, man, this dude is crazy. I said, let me post this joint on my website. I said, let me holler at this cat.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And if you didn't check out Giant Unplugged TV episode 1, y'all need to Google that. Just type in Giant Unplugged TV. Just Google it. He'll come up on Bing. If you don't know what Bing is the new Microsoft, you know, search engine. So y'all can type him in Bing. He comes up in Bing. He comes up in Google. So go ahead and search for that ASAP. It's crazy right now.
And remember that why, guys. Because people are like, I couldn't find you. I put you in Google. I couldn't find anything with Giant. I'm like, it's G-Y-A-N-T. Oh. Not G-I.
Even if you misspelled it or whatever, it still comes up because I did Google you. I goes and Googles people.
Okay.
I goes and Googles people up in there. But he's definitely doing his thing. But I got to call you the man of many faces, man, because, you know, you can switch your face up with the goatee, with the taking the goatee off and the whole face down and the mohawk and then the head down and ball. You can do anything, man. So let's talk about, are you getting into any acting also? What's up?
Well, no, I mean it's funny, you know. My look, everybody tells me like, John, you look completely different. I don't know how at 6 foot, you know, 8, you can look different than you know, with by a simple you know, goatee being there or not. But you know, I did go to audition for Stomp the Yard 2. Actually, I went today. I had a little audition because I was gonna try to audition for the role of MC, and it's so crazy because I'm not a nervous person. I had this vivacious and this outgoing personality, but it's so well. My face is not okay. Scratch that. I have this outgoing loud personality, but I was so nervous that I forgot all the lines. And it's like they were like, "Okay, come on, you can do it." Like, give me that little pep talk, and I was like, "I know I can." And then I just bombed it. So you know, acting for me has never been an interest, really. I mean, you know, if that ever comes along or any opportunity comes along that makes sense, I'll definitely do it. But I love, you know, giving people the news minus the bullshit. That is my whole thing. And until people get tired of me doing that, I won't even really consider acting. Not really, because, I mean, I'm not an actor. I'm too silly. I can't fake it. And being an actor is about faking it.
That's... Hey, yo, on the Twitter check-in, I got to shout out Fuck You Flashback, you know what I'm saying? Definitely tweeting that. And, you know, the whole Giant Unplugged team over there. And Music Jones, MJ Delaney, he up there talking about, he said, me and you together on the show, he said, that's crazy.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
And he said, that's crazy. Oh, and you know what's crazy, right? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were sitting here. What was your opinion about the BET Hip Hop Awards? Because a lot of people were saying, you know, oh, it sucks and this, that, and third. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But you know what was crazy? A lot of people say that I look like Missy Elliott a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, everybody and their mother was texting me, emailing me and asking me why I didn't know you was on the BET Awards, so I was like, wow, okay. So,
well, you know, it's interesting for me because I didn't get a chance to actually watch the show on television, but I was, of course, present for the award ceremony. Now, did they keep the part where Missy kind of red puff a little bit?
I don't know actually myself, but I know I was getting like mad Twitters and stuff. The ciphers were crazy and everything. But tell us about the whole situation with Missy and Puffy. Tell us.
Okay, well, so listen, right? So I'm Missy. Okay, let's go ahead and reenact. I'm Missy. You know, I'm getting my, you know, lifetime achievement. I forget the award she was getting, but she walks up and she's like, yeah, I want to thank. Okay, I'm Missy. So, yeah, I want to thank Aaliyah, you know, Futima, you know, I want to thank, you know, Timbaland and everybody out there who've been loving and supporting me. Puffy, you owe me a check. Pause. thank you all so much. It was literally like you could have seen everyone's mouth fall open. Like, did she really just say that? Like, it was so, so interesting. And I wanted to know if they were going to keep that in the actual show. So I didn't get a chance to watch it. But, I mean, you know, BET is BET. I mean, at this point, you know, it's a part of a major conglomerate that is Viacom. So, you know, what are you going to do? I personally don't necessarily get a chance to watch the show or get to watch the network as much as I used to. But, I mean, you know, the awards are all about being fun and all about, you know, just letting loose and watching the performances go. And Gucci did his thing. And, of course, you know, Jay-Z did his thing. And I support the movement. You know, I really had no complaints. I know that the MTV Music Awards were definitely interesting this year. And hopefully what I definitely look forward to every year is the BET Awards out in L.A. That is always a treat. So I want to know how you did not watch the show and going to ask me a question about it. How dare you?
All I do, you know what I do? I'm going to tell y'all what I do, right? When most of these awards come out and stuff, if I'm not there, what I do is I basically get snippets. I get snippets. I go and see the highlights from freaking YouTube like everybody else does. Because half of y'all don't watch the joints. Y'all go on YouTube and see which one gets the most hits. And then y'all
talk. How dare you? People do watch those shows. I don't know where they are, but they watch them.
They watch them like 3 weeks later.
Yeah. Look, it's a Sunday afternoon. You ain't got nothing to do. You know, you're kind of just chilling around the house. Let me go ahead and put in the BET Awards.
Like
nowadays with award show, they play them like ad nauseum. They're like almost on repeat for like 3 days. Like, okay, we get it.
After they play the first one, then they'll do it again. They'll run it again, and you're like, wow, okay, well, if I ain't see the first one, I can just wait like 3 hours later, and they'll come back on. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how they do it. You know, they run it to the point where it's nauseating to the point. But anyway, back to Giant Unplugged.
That's Giant Unplugged. Unplugged. I'm unplugged. And it's so funny. The reason why a lot of people ask me about that name, you know, when I decided to leave, because, you know, SOHH.com, though a lot of people were misled, I did not run or I did not own that site at all. I was merely a correspondent for the site. You know, they had, you know, several other bloggers and several other news reporters and everything, but it just seemed like my personality took over. So when me and So decided to end our relationship, I know that I was like, God, well, what could be the best thing? And it was like Giant Unplugged, because now you don't understand how much trouble I would get in at So. Like, if I ran a post, because, you know, you got to kind of play those politics of, you know, you're still a site that wants to get advertisements and promotional and marketing campaigns from record labels, but if you have a rogue blogger like me saying that Neo ain't shit, it is kind of hard to get Def Jam to cut a check. So, you know, that was – it was – so when I left there, it was like Giant Unplugged. Now, I say what I want to say. I don't care. And if you don't like it, because my feeling is you look at people like Perez Hilton, who draws dicks on people's foreheads and cocaine in their noses, and he makes $20 million a year. So I've never said anything in the neighborhood of that, so I don't see what the problem is. Because I'm always – one thing about me is I'm always respectful. You may not like the harsh reality I give you, but I'm never disrespectful.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk right there. I know a lot of people always wonder, what does the actual room look like when you're actually doing the shows before you use the green screen and everything?
It's a big studio, and it's nothing. It's just a big green screen. You don't, you know, like the plasma screen TVs. Nothing is real on that show except for my personality, the news stories, and the table and the laptop. Everything else is all green screen, which is amazing because, you know, because I'm telling you, like, I'm going to go to Belize to get that interview with Shine, whether he likes it or not. I'm going to knock on his front door. Shine, I'm out here, Shine Unplugged, you know. So, you know, but it's great because, you know, you can be – with a green screen, you can be wherever you want to be. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. Alicia Keys' new video, a lot of it is green screen. You know, green screen is used a lot nowadays, and it's cheaper on production. You know, you can go anywhere you want to go and display anything you want to display, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's definitely – you can manipulate a lot of things with green screen. I think it's clever, and I think it's wonderful. I just, you know, it's just you're so creative. The personality is just, you know, jump at you like, you know. I just love everything that you're doing out there, man. For these up-and-coming, you know, bloggers,
you know, what's the key points that you want to let them know if they want to venture into blogging?
Well, the most important thing is understand and do your research, because, you know, blogging is now an industry. You know, the Dummies franchise makes a great book called Blogging for Dummies, and, I mean, it really is, because, you know, a lot of, you know, you'd be surprised at, you know, where you can get great web templates designed. And first of all, the most important thing before you start blogging is really decide in your mind what kind of direction you want your blog to go. Because once you kind of set the tone for your blog, it really is kind of hard to kind of shift that tone. You know what I mean? Because, like, a lot of bloggers may, you know, there's some certain bloggers who may be more edgier when they first launch a blog and then try and get a little softer once they kind of get in the mainstream, and then that can kind of turn your readers off. So you definitely want to, you know, think about what direction you want your blog to be, and then base your blog around the direction that you want it to be. And also, do not be afraid to show your personality, you know, because everyone has a blog these days. I mean, hell, my dog has a blog. Everyone has a blog nowadays. It's like I walked in the other day and saw him typing on the computer. Like, are you kidding me? You know, it's crazy. So it just made. I tell you, I walked in, he was typing on the keyboard. I'm like, wow, dog.com. It was crazy. So, you know, everyone has a blog. So think about it. What's going to make your blog stand out? And that's really the most important thing that I can, the most important advice that I can give you, because, you know, getting hits and getting clicks is easy. Like, you can easily go out and get, you know, a marketing company to, you know, drive traffic to your site. But if there's nothing there that is clear and concise and has a sense of direction, then it's all going to fall apart. And that's just my personal opinion.
And that's definitely some good advice right there. And for those, I'm not trying to call you retarded, but for the slow people out there that don't know exactly what blogging is, can you please tell them what blogging is exactly?
I mean, blogging is really all about, you know, giving your take or your opinion on whatever you feel whatever you feel passionate about. That's what blogging is. You know, it's so funny because when people call me a journalist, I have to immediately correct them because I'm not a journalist. Although I do have a journalistic background, I have written for magazines and publications, but a blogger's opinion, a journalist has to have an objective opinion. Their job is just to tell the story, and that's it. A blogger is about putting your opinion in your pieces. So, you know, blogging is really about giving your opinion. So, you know, there's blogging on automotive, there's blogging on gadgets, there's blogging on celebrity news, there's blogging on, you know, being a single mother. There's all kinds of different genres of blogs out there. So, you know, it's all about you giving your opinion from your take on whatever you are passionate about. And that is the easiest way that I can kind of sum up what blogging is.
That's what's up, man. So for all you guys that are interested in blogging, make sure you do your research, make sure you're passionate about what you're doing, and make sure that you guys out there that are listening, log on to Giants Unplugged, but the Y.
But also, I want to add something. You know, it's not important to do your research on blogging. It's important for you to do your research on anything you want to do. You know, you and I know the internet wasn't always around. You know, it didn't come around for me until I was about 14, 15 years old. I mean, I know some people can't even imagine like a life without internet, but it didn't come into at least my high school until 1993, 94. So, you know, people need to really understand, like, if you're going to be a rapper, like, it kills me when I hear these rappers say, oh, you know, like, who's your favorite rapper? And they'll say, oh, Jay-Z. Or they don't even know, you know, the Curtis Blows and the Run DMCs and the original LL Cool J's. It's like, it kills me how people don't do their research and what they do. You have to do your research, because how can you possibly know where you're going if you don't know where you came from?
Oh, preach. Well, somebody throw some water on him. Yes.
Oh, girl, got a spear.
Hallelujah.
No, that's what I mean, that's just real, because, you know, if you don't do your research on whatever, you know, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a rapper, if you want to be an entertainer, if you want to be, you know, a cook, you have to do your research. You just have to. And the internet's right there. It's amazing how a lot of people only use the internet for world star hip hop and a blog. I search the internet all day long because I'm like that Johnny Five from Short Circuit, the movie. Yes, I'm telling my age. Like, more input. I want as much data as I possibly can. Johnny Five. Remember the robot?
That was a throwback.
Yes.
It was a throwback.
Johnny Five, man. That was my nigga.
Oh, my God, dog.
Ooh, you took me back, man. I got emotional for a second.
Makes you want to go rent it, right? Makes you want to go home and watch it.
Man, but you know, we love you so much. Can you tell us your Twitter?
I love you.
We need your Twitter. We need all that information so we can get in contact with Giant of Giant
Unplugged.
Well,
you guys can get a hold of me on Giant Unplugged. That's GYANTUNPLUGGED on Twitter. You can get me at Giant on Twitter. And, of course, GiantUnplugged.com is where, you know, the mess continues.
We love you, man, and definitely, man, when I'm, you know what I'm saying, in the building in the ATL, I definitely got to holler at you. We got to hit the Waffle House real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, listen now, I'm a little bougie. I don't do the Waffle House. We do Waffle House. You understand? You heard it, I'm a little bougie. I don't do the Waffle House. IHOP. Like, there's much of a difference.
We're going to go to IHOP. I'm going to get you a steak.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to IHOP and do it Bougetto style. You know what I'm saying? Bougetto.
On a personal note, you know, on what you, I love what you're doing and keep doing what you're doing. And you know, just you, I see nothing. Like Oprah says, your future is so bright, it blinds my eyes.
Well, the same is to you, you know what I'm saying? You're definitely, you know what I'm saying, an inspiration to me and so many more people. And you keep doing what you do and stay positive, you know, and never stop what you're doing because I love it. Everyone loves it. And I see nothing but greatness for you, man. And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully, you know, we can pop some bottles together later on down the road. You already know what it is, man. For real.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you again, all people out there. You know, support the movement. I thank you all for, you know, listening to this mess that we call Giant, and I will talk to you later, Mama.
That's what's. Oh, real quick, before you leave, sweetie, just give us a quick drop, you know what I'm saying, for Lush Radio Online.
Y'all know what it is. Giant Unplugged. Giant is in the building, the biggest voice online with the most celebrity mess scoop. And I'm listening to LushRadio.com.
That's what it is. I love you. Mwah.
I love you. Mwah. Bye.
Right, that's what it is, man. Giant Unplugged, live in the building on Let's Radio Online. We got to thank you for coming through. We want to thank our sponsor, Strictly Bump One, also MyPerformanceTour.com. Make sure you log on to a site. Support this dude, man. This dude is an inspiration to everybody, man. Make sure you step your game up. This is a business. This isn't a joke out here. And if you stay determined and you stay positive and do what you got to do, you will shine at the end, man, for real. Lush Radio Online, and you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Music Jones, all my people that support me, Funky Flashback, everybody. We get it in Street Queens the Movement. And tonight at 8 o'clock, Street Queens the Movement, always talking about real talk, supporting women, talking about cancer. Shout out to all my cancer survivors out there. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about RT Eversole. Right now, I feel like I need to keep winning. And all those people that feel like they down and out, or they feel like somebody's stopping them for their dreams, remember what Archie Eversole said. Keep winning. Shout out Music Jones. All y'all. ATL. All y'all. We in the building, baby. You know what I'm saying? Keep freaking winning. Keep doing what you do. Your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. We can't stop. We won't stop. I ain't Puffy. I ain't Bad Boy. But I'm going to keep winning. Ah. You know what I'm saying? Out of this joint.
Wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see on TV. It ain't easy to be me. And even when I'm fed up, always gonna keep my head up. Mama raised her a ride and survivors never give up. Any time that you fall, just make sure that you get up. Winners go hard, never let up. No haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the street. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Show the please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen.
got a black president.
Can't stop, won't stop.